Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me today, November 18th, 2019, as we have a really beautiful week of energy underway. It is rare that we get to see these types of lineups in our energies in the galaxy, and I'm so excited to speak with you about what is unfolding here in late November 2019. So we're going to take a look at Jupiter, Venus, and the galactic center all connecting in Sagittarius at 27 and 28 degrees. We're going to talk about what this means individually and collectively, as these energies are quite cosmic, they're quite big, and they're meant to help realign you with your belief in yourself and your trust in the universe. So no small task, but definitely worthy energies to connect with intentionally. If you are new to the podcast, welcome and thank you for joining me. I've been doing this show for over 7 years now. I've been studying and practicing astrology for nearly 30 years, and I am always amazed by these cycles and energies that we get to dance with and embrace on this very wild and crazy human journey. The astrology that I offer you is intuitive and spiritual. It includes channeled messages and guidance. I often don't know what's going to come through until I sit down to record the podcast. My guides and the councils I work with often save the information for these channelings so that I don't forget them, and to ensure that they are authentic in their presentation to you. I am also a best-selling author. You can find out more about my books and spiritual teachings below the podcast if you are interested in doing so. And otherwise, we will get going here into this information, because I feel like there is a part of us that is already connected with the energies that are coming through. I've been feeling this increase in energies since the summer, but also since November. So we are integrating new energies, new light codes, new neutrinos that are coming through from the sun. And these energies come through at a very unconscious or subconscious level, but we feel them. And as we awaken spiritually, we start to tap in to new energies, to new ways that we feel the environment around us, that we feel the energies on the planet. We expand. And the energy of this week and into December is very expansive. So stay aware of what you are sensing that's new to you, and know that you can trust it. Know that it's part of your own intuitive development, your spiritual development, and that these are energies that are meant to broaden you, take you out of what you thought or what you believed previously, to show you higher truths. And I'm actually seeing these as higher energy waves. They are presenting themselves as waves. And these are the vibrations or frequencies that are outside of the Earth's typical energies. It feels very cosmic, but it also feels like we have expanded our consciousness in such a way that you tap into this information through these frequencies more readily. It's almost like we've been developing and practicing how to get out of our own way mentally, because the mind is where we process, we perceive, we intake information. The mind is connected with Mercury and with Gemini. So this is about the details, the specifics, the linear processes, you know, how you organize your day, how you organize your information that you're learning, you know, how we basically digest everything around us. This is the Gemini energy. But we're dealing with the opposite of Gemini information, which is Sagittarius. And so it's literally stepping out of the human mind, going into other realms that are here to support us. But I think, in all honesty, it can feel like there's been this, it's like a choppy connection to support, a choppy connection to universal energies. Almost like it's been plugged in and plugged out, plugged in and plugged out. Like those times when you're strong and solid and you've got this and you're clear and it's known, and then the energy is removed. And you're like, wait a minute, I'm floundering again. Or what happened to what I so solidly knew and I so clearly believed? It just went away. So I'm getting that image of the electrical currents coming in and being removed. And so there's been this dance going on that I want to go over because it's been really strong since 2006. 2006 and 2007 is when Pluto in Sagittarius was going back and forth between 27 and 28 degrees of Sagittarius, which is the galactic center degree point. The galactic center moves very slowly. It tends to wobble. It's known at being between 25 and 27 degrees of Sagittarius. So it's kind of been around that point, but Pluto was at that point in 2006 and 2007, and this would have been a time of a very deep transformation in your life, in what you believed, in what you thought was going to transpire or going to happen. Transiting Pluto is where our life changes permanently. Something is essentially killed or destroyed. It can bring up a lot of turmoil, angst, fear. It can feel that it's absolutely out of your control, out of your hands. Your ego can't fight it. Your human self can't take control of it. It's that energy of a much bigger cycle that's underway. And so the Pluto in Sagittarius energy was about removing excess, removing what was too much, removing essentially untruths, what was not ready, what was not in alignment with a true sense of self, a true sense of power, a true sense of what you were here to believe and understand. So throughout that time, okay, so Pluto actually went into Sagittarius in 1995. So if you wanted to zoom out and see this at a distance, 1995 to 2008 was when the planet was undergoing very deep restructuring and renovation around belief systems, around the Sagittarian energies of opinions, religion, worldviews, life philosophy, knowledge, how you perceive what the world is, where it's at, and your place in it. So when Pluto then connected with the galactic center, it was a blast of energy that opened us up in a way that was really perhaps unexpected. And again, it has to do with that it's out of my control, it's out of my hands. There's a bigger cycle unfolding here. And going back to the Gemini energy of, you know, trying to figure it out or trying to get clarity or details or specifics, it really wasn't available in the moment. It could feel like you were missing a lot of facts or a lot of information, and you were essentially needing to just trust a bigger cycle and to trust what you couldn't see. This is how Sagittarius energy helps us grow, is that we get out of our mind and we expand into what we don't know. But it's meant to be uplifting. It's meant to be exciting and positive. Sagittarius is a very buoyant energy. And when it's having a good day, it's having a really, really good day. But when it's having a hard patch or a tough time, it can feel very extreme. It can feel like the end of the world, because the Sagittarian energies tend to be very big in how they feel and process information. So essentially, we have been in this journey of trusting ourselves beyond what we thought we would have to do. We are trusting that as we move through our life, it's like I'm getting that image of a desert or feeling deserted, that you've been all alone in ways you didn't realize you would be. You've been put through the ringer, and it has evaporated your sense of trust and hope and belief and knowingness. It's just removed all of that. And this again was especially strong in 2006, 2007 with Pluto working with the galactic center. And it was basically this, I feel it as a removal. Again, that death, that permanent change energy of what you thought would never leave. It's a really interesting energy, but I'm trusting that you're feeling this at some level of your being. Now, at the same time that Pluto was conjunct the galactic center, Jupiter was also at this point. Okay, this is also why this time period is so strong. Because Jupiter was also at these final degrees of Sagittarius, which it only connects with once every 12 years. So it brought about this huge test in our lives of where we were going, of what we thought we needed or wanted, or of what the next dream was. So the galactic center always activates a very big energy field in our galaxy, in our solar system, but then it takes time to come into our awareness and come into our human experience. So it probably set off or changed some things for you over the course of many years, simply because it takes that long for the energies to show up in the 3D. All right, because I'm feeling like some of these galactic center energies, they're 7D and 9D energies, which are very light-based and effervescent. And then as energy comes to our planet, it has to be put into a form or an understanding. So for then it enters 5D and then it enters 3D, which is the physical. So understand that these energies tend to unfold in our 3D world over many years. Now, the other thing that's been happening with this galactic center point is that we were really trusted when Chiron was in Pisces throughout 2017, and at 27 degrees of Pisces, it squared the galactic center. So 2017 is another important year here on this timeline where your faith and your sense of healing could have been greatly tested. Chiron in Pisces at 27 degrees, squaring the galactic center. Once again, it could have felt like an abandonment, rejection, alienation, a sense of confusion, and I don't know what to do, a hopelessness, discouragement. I realize these are tough things to experience in our journey. And it was sort of this sense of, I'm all alone in this. How am I supposed to figure this out? What is happening in my life? What is happening in my world? Why do I keep getting maybe some of these hard knocks? Then 2017 ended with Saturn in Sagittarius conjunct the galactic center. And that was in late November, early December 2017. So exactly 2 years ago. 2 years ago. So I wanted to go through this quick timeline of the galactic center point because I believe that the bigger picture is that we have been developing stronger trust and belief in ourselves that has been essentially healing the soul's journey and understanding that your energy has probably been off in other realms, other dimensions to deeply heal your soul's journey. And just look from, if you look at the calendar of today to 12, 13 years ago, How much healing have you done? And I would guess it has been incredibly intense and deep and personal, emotional, and it's actually been the biggest period of healing across many lifetimes and many incarnations and many timelines. And so the work you've done in this timeline has reverberated out into other timelines of your soul's experiences, because time is eternal. And in fact, there is no time in the higher realm. So that means that all of your lifetimes are happening right now, are happening in the present. But in order to organize it, we say past lives, we say future lives, we say, you know, last century, we say next century, right? We put it into a calendar or a timeline because that's how the 3D constructs are made. But at a soul level, at an energetic level, you've been working to heal stories across many lifetimes, many soul wounds, many deeper energies that I feel our minds don't even quite grasp at this time because they're not supposed to. So the past 12, 13 years have been much bigger than we realized. And we've been doing this dance with the galactic center that's been supporting where the wounds are, where the victim energy has been, where you have felt powerless. And now the energy is shifting this week into December. And again, similar to years ago, it's going to take a few years for these energies to integrate and unfold simply because they are of such a high vibration. So it takes them a while to integrate and come in to our physical world. But there is this huge opening right now in the cosmos that is about the downloads and love of your soul's journey. So what I'm receiving in terms of guidance is that it's very important here for these next, I'm going to call it 2 weeks of November into December, that you consciously set intentions that are loving to yourself. And this is because not only is Jupiter connecting with the galactic center, but Venus is here too. And Venus aligning at this time with Jupiter and the galactic center is very, very rare. So we take all these energies and we put them together. So as I said, the Sagittarian energies involve learning, growing, trusting, expansion, knowledge, opinions, your belief system, your life philosophy, how you see the world. Justice is here. Your morals, how you navigate your life with a sense of who you are. And that's based on your personal belief in yourself. Sagittarius energies want to take us higher, want us to keep learning, keep opening, and to not be locked in to one particular outcome. There's a sense of there's possibilities here. New possibilities are coming in that you have worked for, that you have essentially put the energy into clearing out all these soul contracts. Like I'm seeing this book of contracts, and it's like if you turn the page over the past 13 years, okay, it's the book of life. It's a book of life. It's like also Akashic Records, you'd be like, yep, did that. Yep, fulfilled that. Yes, learned that. Yes, understood that. Yes, yeah, right? Like there's like these check marks on every page that says, yep, did that. So there's this sense of you have done so flippin' much that you've cleared out a lot of energies that had been stagnant and stuck in you. And I'm feeling now you could look back and see the gifts of that Pluto and Sagittarius intensity. You could see what you weren't able to see before. You know, you've come to this higher level of understanding and consciousness about who you are. And now it's an opening up to even more possibilities in your life of what is possible that were not, it's like these options were not available to you before because you weren't ready. You hadn't cleared out or taken care of some other things before. And now there's this whole new book of possibilities coming in. And there is a rising in what you know you're worth. And that is the Venus energy. And there's a new declaration to the universe. And that's a way to approach these next 2 to 3 weeks. Is you're declaring to the universe, no, this is what I'm worth. I have a new understanding of myself and my value and what I'm here to experience in this lifetime. And I'm ready. I'm deserving. And that's not a deserving out of entitlement, which can actually be a lower Sagittarius energy. It's a sense of recognizing how much you've grown and how much you have expanded, because honestly, there was no other choice. Because there were things in your life that you just had to go through, or you had to deal with, you had to see, you had to look at, you had to experience. And it's what shaped you in a beautiful way. And I'm getting the image of a Rodin sculpture. And if you've been to Paris or you've been to any place where there's the Rodin sculptures, you know, the Thinking Man is the most popular one. But these are really incredible sculptures. And there's something about crafting and sculpturing something that you have a sense of awe around it, a sense of appreciation for how it's been formed and chiseled and what's been removed. And in fact, that's a lot about how sculptures work. Whether you're, you know, talking about a Renaissance sculpture or anything else, that it's actually the removal that forms the beauty. Removal of this chunk or this angle or this piece. And how you make that into something that's truly exquisite. So if you can see it in that way and how you've been sculpted and how the universe has been helping to remove what is no longer your truth, this is now a time to claim your truth. And I feel it at an energetic, magical level and not of an ego level. Now, Sagittarius is the third and final fire sign. And so that means as the third and final, it has been through a big journey. It's the ninth sign in the zodiac that initiated with the first fire sign of Aries, which is a sense of self, a sense of me, a sense of this is what I want. I'm going to go for it. I'm just going to strike out and see where this goes. Then the second fire sign is Leo, where it's about crafting a sense of self based on who you've come to be in the world. And like, this is who I am, and I'm going to show you my creative self, my light, my strength, my pride. So that Leo energy has a sense of feeling strong in who one is. Well, now we rise up to Sagittarius energy, the third and final fire sign, and it's the only fire sign in the second half of the zodiac. And it's a higher fire. Okay, I've never said that before, but it's true. It's a higher fire. It's like that sense of, I understand. I've been learning. I'm still learning. I'm not just going to stay in the ego or in a smaller self-definition of myself in the world. I understand I'm a part of the whole. I'm connected to the bigger energies in this universe, and there's a responsibility, but I'm going to stay open to the adventure of it all and to keep growing while trusting. And so a healthy Sagittarius energy always travels with trust and faith and hope and doesn't give up even when it's hard, even when it's tough. So there's been a maturing here. And that's also important when we look at where this energy is in Sagittarius. It's at the 27th degree. The galactic center is currently at 27 degrees and 7 minutes of Sagittarius. This is towards the end of Sag, and it's the third decan of mastery. There has been a mastery energy that you've had to experience and go through. You've had to practice faith like nothing before. And even when you did give up or stepped aside, something else came through to keep you moving forward, just to give you that little kick in the pants that you can't give up on yourself. Because in truth, you're traveling with the universe, you're traveling with your soul. So now we're at this place of loving your soul's journey across all lifetimes, all dimensions of time, and all timelines. And that's part of the energy coming through. And if you can practice saying that type of mantra right now, it's going to do beautiful energy work for you across all these lifetimes and all these lessons that you've been moving through. If you can simply love yourself in a whole new way. This is the Venus energy in Sag coming through. This is the divine feminine energies rising up in the collective, but also within you. And the rising divine feminine energies are about unconditional love for self. And that unconditional love comes from the universe, God, source, spirit. It comes from your soul. It comes from your higher self. And even the coming from is an illusion, because you are in fact always connected to these energy entities. So it's truly you, and you're connecting at a much deeper level. And I'm seeing this as energies in the DNA cellular level, like even bone marrow. I mean, even in the depths of your beingness, there is a realignment with unconditional love. And now I'm feeling all these energies come forward of different divine feminine energies that are on the planet or have been on the planet. So Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Kuan Yin, Aphrodite, Guinevere, Mother Earth, Mother Gaia energies, anything that is a rising up of what it means to feel and experience yourself in a loving way. I'm feeling Hathor, Athena, Lakshmi. There are divine feminine energies across all cultures and belief systems, and I'm feeling like they're all here with these energies. So this is a very important time to stay aware of the divine feminine archetypes or energies that are coming up for you. And that could be through a dream, through a visual, through a movie, through anything that's a reminder of your connection to that energy. The abundance, the expansion, happiness, joy, receiving. I mean, all of these energies are the high vibrational ones that we tend to toss around in spiritual circles. But this is an understanding that you are always connected to them, and now you're receiving new downloads this week and into December. And it's a receptive energy with Venus here, but it can be received in a big way. It's a realignment with your belief in abundance and your belief in what's possible in your life. So again, going back to setting your intentions right now, this is a very powerful time to understand what you want next in your life, that you are in control of it, that it's like this new day has dawned, this new energy is coming through that helps you clear out what was and now determined your new reality, determine what you're going to create next. So Jupiter is conjunct the galactic center November 19th, but throughout the next number of days, the energy is also highly active. Venus is conjunct the galactic center exact November 23rd, but again, that energy will be in effect for a few days. Then the sun is conjunct the galactic center December 19th. This is an annual occurrence. So that part of it we experience every year, but Jupiter being here is only once every 12 years. And then the presence of Venus with Jupiter is very rare. So big energies going into December. Then we're going to have Mercury conjunct the galactic center December 27th, then Mars conjunct the galactic center at 27 degrees of Sagittarius, February 13th. So there's these energies that are cycling through. This is a robust start to the downloads, and it's an opening. Okay, it's an opening to acknowledging everything you have learned across your full soul journey. And you're going to have some new empowerments around these areas. Everything you had to let go of, surrender, give up, walk away, end, break up, remove, whatever that might have been. And it could have been many things in many areas of your life. This is now a calling in to what you want, what you declare, what you're ready to experience next. And it's meant to set you up for a whole new 12-year cycle, since Jupiter will not be conjunct the galactic center for another 12 years. But this is also making sure you're in alignment with a new self, love, self-value, self-worth, which is the very strong Venus energy. So I'm feeling like part of what is happening here is that there's a blasting away of where you've been limiting yourself, limiting your perceptions, limiting your life possibilities. Because the universe has unlimited potentials and possibilities. And we can be stuck in our own opinions, our own sense of self-judgment, our own knowingness, and our limiting perceptions of what can happen. But when you give all that up, when you surrender, it's like surrendering to magic that you didn't know you could tap into. So we're basically being asked to always keep trusting. That's not going to go away. But there's something here where the universe is asking you to get, it's a reconnection with self around what you believe is possible in your life. So it gets into these belief systems that are often unconscious within us. And if you wanted to tap into that, just listen to yourself talk. Listen to yourself talk about money, about relationships, about your dreams, about anything. Listen to yourself talk. And when you start to hear yourself talk, you're going to hear your own limitations. You're going to hear where certain words will be confining, or certain phrases. And for many people, you are embarking on an energy that is brand new for your soul's experience. And that tends to bring up doubts or fears, or this is not possible for me, or this is never going to happen. Again, listen to yourself, because that's the energy that you're thinking that's being sent out into the universe, where you're shutting something down in a universe where anything and everything is possible. So we are looking at our relationships with ourselves, but our relationships with God, Source, Spirit, the universe right now, and what you're ready to reconfigure, where you're ready to be in new alignment with receiving. Again, those are the Venus energies. Venus is what makes us feel good. It's how we feel worthy of receiving. And that can be anything from a compliment to somebody holding a door for you, to somebody giving you an opportunity or giving you support or giving you a leg up, and on and on. Anytime there's giving involved, you are being asked to look at how you receive. So part of this time is not only looking at where the 27, 28 degrees of Sagittarius energy is in your chart, because the house it's in is where you are receiving this infusion of energies, the new ability to create and experience the magic of the universe. You're also being asked to look at your natal Venus, because your natal Venus is how you receive. And is she really at her optimum level? Is your natal Venus really in her high vibe place, so to speak? So check in with your natal Venus by astrological sign and astrological house, because that's where you want to feel good. That's where you probably spend money on things that make you happy. That's where you go when you're having a rough day. That's what you return to. We return to our Venus to feel good about ourselves or feel good about our lives. But if she's been under a lot of stress and she hasn't felt good, and she's been really worried and feeling alone and out of touch and unloved, then your work or your assignment from the universe is to come back in alignment with that sense of love for yourself, because you are supported beyond what you're probably even aware of at this time. Now, the other energies I'm feeling around this alignment with the galactic center is, again, a blasting away of the lower paradigms that have been on the planet. And this includes judgments, righteousness, a sense of limitations about what's right and wrong, and an opening into how we're always learning. You know, we're always on this journey of learning, and sometimes we are wrong and we mess up and we don't handle something the way we wish we had. And I think of this, you know, in terms of anything where in the moment your ego is active and telling you what is right and wrong, especially about maybe another person. And then later on you realize, oh, I could have handled that better. Or maybe you feel guilt or shame, or you're judging yourself because you weren't really coming from a place of your personal truth or what you know in your heart is a way to treat somebody, or kindness. There's an understanding here that the universe doesn't judge us. Humans judge, because those are our minds and our egos in action. But a true spiritual connection, a true opening to what this journey is about, understands that you're always learning. So what are you ready to be better at? How are you ready to release judgment of self and others, or do away with any outdated programming that perhaps you learned when you were younger from your family, your culture, your community, that ultimately is no longer your truth, that you're saying this just doesn't fit for me anymore. It doesn't sit well because I don't think that it's really loving and kind to others. So there is a sense here that we are holding ourselves to new standards of behavior. We are being asked to look at our egos and where we are coming from a place of overactive or exaggerated ego, where our ego has done more damage than is needed, and to maintain a sense of a healthy ego, which is loving and accepting of yourself. It's confident. It knows that, you know, you can handle something. You're ready. You've got this, and that you can feel that fire burning within you without the fire scorching and burning others. So there's a new relationship with judgment. There is a part of the karmic energies that are here, like the karma. Again, this goes back to the judgment that you've participated in, or the karmic energies that you've been involved in, and that is across all lifetimes. And there's a sense of the justice in, I mean, I'm seeing this as what you've given out can come back to you, but it comes back to you and you are now a higher version of yourself and you've learned from it. We're always looking at what you're learning in the Sagittarian energies. What are you understanding in a new and higher way? And that's a very big part of this energy right now and of this cycle that is beginning. Make some commitments to yourself about your new sense of self, your new standards, your self-love, your self-worth, how you're going to be participating in the world from a new standard. And that's, I guess that's a practical way to sum up this energy, is that we are complete with so many cycles and we're done with things that have really been intense and, you know, you couldn't even get away from it, it seems. Now you have a cycle that's reminding you that you are a higher light vessel. And this is part of where the new light codes are coming in. And again, I feel like they're going to be active over a number of years, that it's not like you're missing anything or that you have to make something happen this week or in November. It's not like that. It's outside of the human realms. Like, this is a grander cycle that our solar system is moving through and that we are invited to work with it. We are invited to step into an advancement of our soul's journey that, again, it's new and it could feel uncomfortable or challenging at first, but it's ultimately going to feel very love-based, accepting, strong, calm, loving. I mean, it just has this sense of you can do this. And then what happens is these energies manifest in the physical world. And that's how they then show up through the Venus energies of stronger relationships, better friendships, new opportunities that make you happy, abundance, money, financial support, strength. You know, all of this will show up in your life when you have stepped into these new intentions and this new self-acceptance. So there's an understanding that this is a very pivotal time in embracing a higher connection to the universe, God, source, spirit, energies, that you're ready, and are you able to receive? Are you ready to receive? And if so, What do you want to receive? And you can see how this is a very powerful energy. And I'm feeling it as also this collective realignment of divine feminine relationships. And that first starts with yourself. And then it shows up through friendships, sisters, women in your life, others that you interact with, and even how you interact in relationships. So this is a very big energy cycle, and I hope you experience magic and some wonderful developments, opportunities, and possibilities. Also, be aware of the women who show up in your life right now, and this is feminine energies, which can be through men and women, but the strong Venus is looking at, well, what kind of females are in your life right now that embody how you want to expand and grow. And that is one of the gifts as well, that you may connect or have information or support from the right kinds of females who have that higher energy and who are ready to support you in moving forward. So I'm going to end the show for now, but please know that I have other videos for you on YouTube about this energy. There is a video about Jupiter conjunct the galactic center where I go through the chart and talk about it more. And then there is another video that's called The Best Weekend of 2019, which is this weekend, November 23rd, 24th. And I talk more about these energies as well of Venus and Jupiter and the galactic center. So much to say about this, but I hope this has given you some good rough broad strokes and understandings of how to use the energy, how to be very intentional, and what you are realigning with now. Thank you for joining me. I love doing this show and doing this podcast for you. I hope that it improves your day, improves your week, and I'll be back on Wednesday as we talk about the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of the week ahead. And if you want to learn more about astrology, you can find more of my courses and teachings below this video too, as I love helping people understand more about their natal astrology chart and what they are here to master in this lifetime. So thanks so much, friends. I'll see you back here on Wednesday, and I'm wishing you many, many, many blessings as we make the most of this very rare galactic lineup. I'll see you soon.